Philosophy means wisdom, aspiration, wisdom, revelation, wisdom, manifestation. If we approach philosophy with the mind for the fulfillment only of the mind, then it is nothing short of dryness. If you approach philosophy with the heart, for the heart and life proper, it is most useful and fruitful. Earth-bound philosophy is afraid of entering into heaven-free philosophy, because heaven-free philosophy is unbounded. Heaven-free philosophy is afraid of entering into earth-bound philosophy, because it may be caught in earth's quagmire. Eastern philosophy has tremendous fondness for the ever-transcending beyond, although it does not see the beyond, not to speak of having a free access to the beyond. But it feels that there shall come a time when it will be able to see the beyond, be with the beyond, and be for the beyond. Uncertainty looms large in the Western philosophy when it has to convincingly and completely accept the reality existence of the beyond. Two philosophies, the outer and the inner. The outer philosophy thinks that its source is sound, founded upon power. The inner philosophy feels that its source is delight, founded upon silence. The supreme philosophy of the God-seeker and God-lover is the awareness of God eternity, God infinity, and God immortality, founded upon omnipresence, God oneness. Philosophy loves wisdom light. Each human being thinks he is wiser than others. His wisdom surpasses others' wisdom, therefore he gives advice, sought and quite often unsought. We are all self-styled philosophers, but our hearts are not vast enough to claim the entire world as our own, very own. Socrates, the philosopher of philosophers, had an all-pervading oneness heart. Therefore, he was able to say, "I am not an Athenian, I am a cosmopolitan." There are two kinds of philosophy, the human philosophy and the divine philosophy. The human philosophy is nothing short of division mind supremacy. The divine philosophy is oneness heart intimacy. The human philosophy is a mind jungle that is all dryness or darkness. The human philosophy likes to dictate and not to listen or embrace. The divine philosophy is give wisdom and take wisdom. The divine philosophy is not satisfied just by saying something great and good, but becomes the perfect embodiment of greatness and goodness. The philosophy of the East and the philosophy of the West. The philosophy of the East tells us, go beyond, truth abides in the beyond, never transcending beyond. The philosophy of the West tells us, go around, spread out, new capacities, qualities, and quantities. The philosophy of the East, God invitation, God expectation, and God union. The philosophy of the West, God multiplication, God revelation, and God distribution. The philosophy of the East, who I was, who I am, and who I shall become. The philosophy of the East, who was I? God the dream. Who am I? God the reality. Who shall I become? A prototype of God. The philosophy of the West, go forward, look not behind, look not sideways. The merciful God is beckoning you. The philosophy of the East and the philosophy of the West have a common goal, satisfaction, satisfaction, infinite. This satisfaction comes into existence only from one thing, self-giving, sleepless self-giving, and nothing else. Let us invoke Pushkin to bless us with his nectar-flooded wisdom. But friends, I do not want to die, I want to live, so as to think and suffer. Descartes declares his inner awareness and outer assertion, I think, therefore I am. The seeker in me soulfully proclaims, I am because God there is. I am eternal now, for my source is so. God the eternity's cry, and God the infinity's smile. God the eternity's cry, and God the infinity's smile. What Plato, the philosopher par excellence, said about philosophy is at once charming, deep, and prophetic. Philosophy is the highest music. The philosopher and mathematician Whitehead said, philosophy asks the simple question, what is it all about? We know the answer. It is either all about God the Creator or all about God the creation. Plutarch said, philosophy is the art of living. We may safely add, philosophy is the art of self-searching and truth-becoming. There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, then I dreamt of in your philosophy, so said Shakespeare. Indeed, every day, every hour, every minute, every second, God creates countless things, countless thoughts, countless ideas, countless ideals, and countless goals for the betterment of the world and the transformation of the earth.